Testing for COVID-19 is no longer recommended for the vast majority of people, according to the latest advice from the HSE. From Thursday, community testing centres will close their doors, while the self-referral portal for ordering PCR tests will be shut down. Both PCR and antigen testing will continue to be used by doctors in hospitals. To talk us through what changes from Thursday now, I'm joined by Eileen Whelan, who's the HSE lead for COVID-19 test, trace and vaccination. Eileen, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
And maybe take us through in a bit more detail what changes come Thursday.
So from Thursday morning, PCR testing will no longer be required by the general public. This is the recommendation of our public health department, and this change has come about in line with changes in the virus, but also 3 years on after declaration of the pandemic, we now know a lot more about the virus. But most importantly, we have good levels of vaccine-acquired immunity across the population in the country and also naturally acquired immunity. And in addition to that, we now have new treatments, new therapies that we didn't have at the outset of the pandemic. So for the general public, you no longer need to have a COVID test. So we're closing our testing centres and we're closing down the online booking platform. For anybody who has symptoms, so that's respiratory symptoms like a dry cough, anybody who's feeling fatigued, or if you have a high temperature, the advice is to stay at home, avoid contact with other people. And we are now moving to a scenario where COVID-19 and people who have symptoms of COVID-19 is being treated similar to other viral illnesses and other respiratory illnesses that people are familiar with for many, many years.
Are we moving at a fast pace here and ahead of the advice from the World Health Organization, which has been saying up to now, we are still in a global health emergency?
So, yes, that's correct. We are in a global health emergency. But in Ireland, in comparison to some of the other countries, we've had really, really good uptake of vaccination. All throughout the pandemic, our public health doctors have updated the advice and we have watched what's happening in other countries internationally. So this is a very measured approach. We can see that the demand for testing is also down. And the recommendation, you know, that people should stay at home and avoid contact with other people, even if you had a positive COVID test, that's the exact same recommendation that you'd be getting. So this is a very measured approach. A lot of consideration has been put into this advice. And we're now 3 years into the pandemic. And this is the best evidence that's available.
Okay, well, hands up here. Pre-COVID, if I woke up in the morning with maybe a slightly stuffed nose or something like that, I'd still get up and go to work. What should I do now?
So there are very specific symptoms that put people at risk. And if you have those symptoms, the advice is that you stay at home and you avoid contact with other people. Because what we've learned from COVID is that it's really important in the early stages to break that chain of transmission and to avoid putting yourself at risk and putting others at risk. So anybody who has a temperature, a dry cough, or they're feeling unwell, the public health advice is that you must stay at home and avoid contact with other people. Things like a sniffly nose, we continue to recommend good respiratory etiquette, good hand hygiene. And I think the general public and all of us have improved our practice in that from the experience of COVID.
I think I might grapple, though, with the detail there. If I have a temperature, a dry cough, etc., stay home. If it's a sniffly nose and maybe the very early symptoms of a light cold, are you saying I can still go to work?
Well, the public health advice...
There's a margin for confusion here for people, I think.
Yeah, the public health advice is if you have symptoms, stay at home. So the common symptoms and the symptoms, you know, that are associated with COVID are that fever, that dry cough. If you're feeling well enough and, you know, you don't have symptoms, then you do go to work.
And, you know, you can understand people running their own businesses, people working maybe in a small enterprise where their contribution is vital on a day-to-day basis. Could they mask up and go to work?
The public health advice is that people should stay at home. So I do recognise, you know, that there are some difficulties for individuals. The thing about, you know, the thing that COVID put very much front and centre for all of us is it's about risk to ourselves, but it's also about risk to people around us who are more vulnerable and who could result in a more serious illness.
And indeed, talking about risk to those who are vulnerable and the older population, what about healthcare workers?
So the advice for healthcare workers is the same advice as for the general public. If you have symptoms, you stay at home and you avoid contact with other people. However, for frontline healthcare workers and people who are patient-facing and who are working with the clinically vulnerable, healthcare workers may have to undergo a risk assessment. And this risk assessment would advise that you may need an antigen test. If your antigen test is positive, you are then required to stay at home for 5 days. At the end of that 5 days, antigen testing may be required, and you would need 2 antigen tests each 24 hours apart.
It's complicated enough when it varies for different people. Who carries out the risk assessment?
So the institution where you work will decide whether a risk assessment is needed or not. And that will be based on if a person is working
so
with
in the case
clinically
of
vulnerable patients.
Those who are helping people in the home, who carries out that risk assessment? Is it their employer or is it the HSE?
So their employer would be responsible for ensuring that the staff who work as home helps are working in a safe environment for both the patients and themselves. And they're responsible for carrying out that
risk
assessment.
At the moment, if somebody is visiting a loved one in hospital, they have to, I think, go on a portal and tick a number of boxes before they're allowed visit. Do those portals stay in operation?
So for people visiting hospitals, anybody with symptoms would be advised not to present to a hospital. There is no requirement to have a test before you present to the hospital. Whether the portal is staying in place or not, I would need to check, because individual hospitals and individual healthcare organisations may have specific arrangements in place.
And the vaccination rate, you said, is one of the reasons why you're moving in this direction. When will we hear about a new vaccination rollout? Is that going to happen?
So for the last 2 years, people in the high-risk categories have received a spring vaccination. And we are always guided by NIAC recommendation, and we anticipate that NIAC may recommend a booster vaccination for people in the high-risk categories. So people who are over 65, people living in residential care settings, and people who are immunocompromised. So we anticipate that NIAC will make that recommendation for this spring stroke summer.
All right. Eileen, all this information that you've given us, is that on the HSE website?
The HSE website has been updated as we speak. The changes are coming in place on Thursday, so the information will be readily available by Wednesday. It hasn't changed at the minute, because up until close of business Wednesday, we're still working off current advice. So it will be changing Wednesday.
And it will be available to people from Wednesday into Thursday.
It will be available for everybody.
Eileen Whelan, HSE lead for the COVID-19 test, trace and vaccination. Thank you very much.